Nice. Nice, buddy. The land of the ice and snow. Ice and cold. The land of this sucks. Oh, man, we got more weather coming our way. John Wheeler, he'll be here throughout the afternoon with the forecast. It doesn't look that great, although it sounds like we could possibly be on the edge of the heavy stuff. We're still going to get snow. And the last thing we need, then there's another one behind it for about the mid part of next week, 239. All right, joining me in the studio, we love this guy. We've had him on before, Lars Knobloch. How you doing, Lars?
I'm doing all right, considering the circumstances.
Man, of course, you have Nordic Companies and Nordic Environmental, Nordic Home Inspections. Man, you are a busy dude.
Yeah, we do a lot of different things when it comes to buildings. So it's a lot of fun. I see a lot of different things.
Look, now, if you have a question regarding maybe something at your home has to do with winter or whatever, don't be afraid to ask Lars, because we don't want to see folks having issues because of all the snow that we've gotten this winter. Lars, I'm telling you, we talked about this last week, ton of phone calls, and I figured, well, why not bring the pro in here? We were talking about ice dams. Man, I'm telling you right now. Oh, by the way, 2939000 is the phone number. Email talk@wday.com. Man, I'm seeing ice dams. I mean, like, while we haven't had winters with snow like this in, you know, a few years, but dude, I'm seeing like 2 foot ice dams.
Yeah, it's all over the place. And I know a lot of contractors are just running crazy trying to, you know, limit the damage of, you know, water leaking into homes and all that kind of stuff.
What do you do? Okay, if you have an ice dam, what can like a homeowner do on their own to try to alleviate if they can't get somebody? That's the other thing. Are there companies here that get rid of ice dams? Because we had people that were emailing saying we can't find an ice dam company here.
There are some companies that would do that. I think that the first thing you have to do is try to understand why is it happening.
And it's because of part of it could be because of low insulation in the attic, right?
Yeah, so for ice dams to happen, you need to have 32 degree temperature on the upper part of your roof. Mm-hmm. And that the lower part of your roof, kind of outside on your exterior wall, it needs to be below 32. So when you don't have enough insulation and heat's leaking up into your attic or roof space, it's going to melt the snow, it's going to run down along the roof, and it's going to eventually hit the 32 or below area and freeze back up. And ice dams building up, and that is just fed by more snow melting. So if you actually have water leaking into your house right now, and you know that is a tough deal to deal with, maybe one thing to do is to create a channel, you kind of chop the ice out, or see if you can melt the ice right there to allow water to drain out, because mm-hmm. it's accumulating at the top of that ice dam, and that's how it gets into your house.
Yeah, last week a couple listeners had sent a picture of like where you can take rock salt and put it in a pantyhose and then just flop it over the mm-hmm. just because you just want to make a small channel, right?
You need to create a channel to allow the water to get off the roof.
Yeah.
And I remember a couple of years ago, and don't do this, there was a house fire, I think, in West Fargo from someone used a blowtorch.
Yeah. So, yeah, don't use a blowtorch. All right. I forgot to shut my ringer off on my phone. Forgot on the air today. So that is there other things homeowners can do to alleviate these ice to get rid of these ice dams other than making that channel? That's got to be a lot of weight, man. I mean, I'm serious. I'm seeing some huge dams on these homes. I'm surprised that gutters aren't collapsing off these homes.
Yeah, we actually see a lot of homes with gutters collapsing. I actually seen a couple already today. Mm-hmm. So if you get to the point that the ice damming is that bad, there's not really much you can do at this point.
Yeah.
What you do is when the snow is gone and the ice is gone, you can, best of all, is to try to add your insulation, right? And if you insulate it right, then the snow on the roof will not melt.
Yeah.
And you will no longer have that problem. But if you end up fixing it that way, you should have in mind that you might have a different problem with snow loading. Because during the entire life of that house, you know, snow has been melting off the roof constantly. And now if you correct that problem, now you're going to see snow accumulating on the roof. And the question is, if this old roof structure is designed to handle all that snow weight, so you might have to look into that Also, other options would be to put heat tape on, you know, when you're at the eaves and in your gutter to try to melt the snow and ice.
Yeah, I had, Brad Vesta from RV Custom Homes. We had him on, too, talking about the snow loads a few weeks back, a couple weeks back. We had him on because, you know, you see some of these homes and these businesses, they got some pretty big loads of snow. We were talking about what the load weight is and what homes can handle and went through all that. But now we're seeing, a prime example, Goldmark, their office park. Man, thank God the building was vacant, but they had a roof collapse. There's a lot of weight out there.
I'm a little bit concerned because right now they're saying we're going to get a lot, you know, potentially several inches of wet snow on top of this again. So if you can, you know, try to remove some of the snow if you have big drifts or a lot of snow on your roof.
You know, I mean, preferably you would like to have all the snow off your roof. I mean, then there's no load on there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, a lot of people can't do that. How many, and I know it depends on, you know, how much water content is in the snow and all that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, 6-7 inches, is that even too much to have on your roof?
Typically not.
Okay.
Typically not. But I see roofs now that have 2 feet of snow.
Oh, I do too, yeah.
So, or more. And that is a concern. It might hold up right now, but if we get more heavy snow, wet snow right now, that is a potential concern. And I think it would be a good time now or tomorrow and see if you can get some of the snow off if you have that much.
293-9000 or toll free 1-888-970-9329. I got to take a break. Come back up more with Lars Knobloch. He is he owns this guy's a busy guy. He's got Nordic Company. He's got Nordic Environmental, Nordic Home Inspections. Anytime you need a home inspection, usually the name you hear coming up is Lars. It's always Lars. Lars is the guy that come out there and inspect you. Kyle, you had Lars do your home, didn't you?
Yep, back in October.
Yeah, Lars is the guy. So if you have any questions regarding snow loads or something about your home in this winter, 293-9000, toll-free 1-888-970-9329. The email is talk@wday.com. More Lars when we come back. Jay Thomas Show. All right, 248, Jay Thomas Show. Now I know why my phone was ringing. I had friends
Mind Strong
that were messaging me and calling me. Then they're sending me pictures of their gutters collapsing on their homes because not even because of ice dams, just because their gutter was full of ice.
Mm-hmm.
The roof was clean, but the gutter was full of ice. So, folks, if you can get those roofs cleaned off, if you can't do it, get a contractor, get somebody out there. Especially with the snow that we got coming, and we don't really know the amount yet, but we know it's going to be a lot heavier than what we've gotten all winter long. So this is going to add a lot of weight to the roof. So you got to get out there and get those roofs clean. Now, you and I were talking off air. It's something I wanted to bring up, and it's something that people need to realize. There are all this snow around people's homes. They got to get it out of there, Lars.
They got to get it out
of there. Listen closely, folks.
Yeah. We see 6-7-8 foot drifts of snow up against people's foundation. And I usually say this, we either have summer or winter here.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes, you know, suddenly it's just going to warm up just like that. And all that snow is going to stop melting. And it's just going to end up in your basement. You know, you have to make sure that you have a good sump pump and have a backup for your sump pump. Keep a close eye on it.
Yep.
The other problem is people's sump pump hoses right now, you know where they're at?
Under the snow. Yep.
Frozen solid.
Yep.
And they're going to be frozen solid for a long time, even though the snow starts melting.
Yeah. Now, here, correct me, please, if I'm wrong, because you're the home inspector. You're the guru in all this. But the problem is with all that snow up against your foundation, until that frost comes out of the ground, there's only two places that moisture can go. When we start melting, and this is with frost still on the ground, either it's going to, if you got a nice sloped, landscaping or sloped around your house, it's going to roll away from the house, but not all of it. It's also going to go down along the dirt in your foundation because everybody's got a gap around their home. You have that little gap. It's going to roll down there, and any crack it finds in your foundation, it's either going to go through that crack or it's going to go right down to that drain tile. And like you said, that drain tile is going to fill up. That sump's going to, it's going to be going. Now, I've always used the rule of 8 feet away. I've been moving snow for the last week and a half, and I'm not even close. My backyard's okay because I have the deck. Then next to the deck, I have my patio, and I have my driveway on the other side of the house, so that's all good. But all that snow got moved this winter to the front yard, and then the wind's blowing. I had drifts up past my picture window.
Yeah.
So I've been out moving all that. I had a company come in, haul some loads of snow out so I could take that snow by the house and move that down to the end of the yard. Then I'll have the company come back and get that out of there. But you got to get that out of there. And my rule's always been about if you can, and I haven't had to do it for years because we've had mellow winters, but I've used the rule of 8 feet away. I take it a little too far. You don't have to go that far. And I usually leave, and tell me if I'm wrong by doing this, I usually leave it with about a foot of snow on the ground.
Yeah, and that's fine.
And that's fine.
You should be able to handle a foot of snow,
okay,
right? But not 6, 8, 7 feet. And I think your rule of 8 feet is a good rule. Mm-hmm. The further you can get that snow away from the house, the better. So I hope a lot of people will listen to this and follow your advice on this and do whatever you did at your house.
Yeah.
It will save people's money and a lot of hassle. I can guarantee it.
A lot of hassle. And even though I know a majority of the snow that we've gotten this winter, Lars, not a lot of water content in it.
Right.
But still, I think all said and done, when it's all melted, there's about 4 inches of water there. It's going to go somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to go in your basement.
Yeah, it is.
All right. So next question is, so you move that snow away from your foundation. You get it away. And again, I go 8 feet. You really don't. But usually about 4 feet's enough, right?
Yeah.
All right. I just take it to the extreme.
As long as it's got good drainage and good grade underneath.
Yeah. So that snow, if you throw it on the edge of your property, okay, is it okay then? You're not going to have a problem? It won't. The ground won't sponge it back towards the house? Will it roll away? Or is it best to, if you can get it out of there, just get it out of there?
That would be the best.
Yeah.
You know, so you can get it off your property. Otherwise, you might have standing water there for another months.
All right. What should people be doing right now? Because we're probably about a week, I'd say about 2 weeks away from really starting to get a melt. And then once it starts going, it's going to go quick.
Yeah.
I hope. So what should people be doing right now with their homes?
I would maybe wait or maybe get started already and start getting the snow away from the foundation. I know it's going to be a lot of work.
Yeah, believe me, I know it is.
But it's going to be maybe even worse not doing it. Possibly, you know, if you end up with a big water problem, you have to make sure that your sump pump hose is clear of ice. Or, you know, if some people will have a diverter that will divert the sump pump into the sewer system.
That's what I got, yeah.
And then you're okay, but...
Well,
I see it every day.
Well, wait
Jake.
A minute, though. I think when is flip over? What is change over? Because you have to change
it. It's April,
it.
I think.
I think it's like right around the first part of April when you got to change that over.
Yeah.
So
you're not technically necessarily allowed to do it yet.
But
the thing is, you have to make sure that that's free of snow. And we see it every year. I've seen it every year for the last 5, 6 years, how the sump pumps are not able to pump the water out. The sump pump bit fills up. And the pump end up burning out
because
it's constantly trying to pump the water out. So that needs to be done. And I see it every day that the flexible hose is still on that pipe on the outside wall and it's frozen solid.
Yeah. Folks, you got to check all this stuff, man.
Yeah.
You got to check all this. So the big things right now, you check your roofs. If you have ice dams, you say there are companies here that will take care of ice dams.
There are. Yeah.
Do you know them off the top of your head who they are? Because we couldn't find anybody locally when we were talking about this last week.
I wonder if there's a company called Larry's Tree Service.
Larry's Tree Service?
I think they do snow removal off of roofs, and I think they do ice too.
Okay. All right. All right, so Larry's Tree Service. All right, so the roof, you got to get the ice dams, if they're really bad, if you can get somebody out there to get those dams removed. Or like you said, can you just throw rock? Somebody had mentioned just taking regular rock salt that you'd throw on your driveway or sidewalks. Can you just toss that up on the roof? Is that going to hurt the asphalt shingles?
Yeah, see,
that's what I thought. You're probably better off. Somebody also mentioned throw it in a gunny sack and throw the gunny sack over the, the gutter as well.
Yeah.
You just want to open up a channel so that water rolls off the roof and down.
Yep. That's exactly it.
Okay.
And I got to say too that you know that the sump pump's going to run a lot now when the snow's going to melt quickly. And most homes does not have a backup system for their sump pump. Most people don't check their sump pump. Most people don't even replace it because it works.
Yeah.
So you have to replace it at one point while it works. This might be a good time if it's really old, or at least get a backup because your sump pump's going to end up running a lot.
Yeah, and do this. I checked mine yesterday, and actually when I looked, I was surprised. I'm already getting water in my pit.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot, but the water's starting to come in. I'm like, wow, I can't believe water's already coming into my pit. So I checked it. But honestly, folks, don't check your sump pump and go, I checked it last week. Make it a habit to at least check it. I try to check mine every morning before I leave now. And then when I come home from work, I'll check it again. I just reach down and just pull up on the lever, see if it runs, and you're good to go. And
takes 2 seconds.
Yeah, and if you got a battery backup, just hit the test button, make sure that that thing's rolling, and you're good to go. You know, but keep an eye on it. But the big thing is to get that snow away from the foundation.
Yeah.
All right, brother man, anything else?
No, I think you know, other issues we see is probably, you know, snow covering gas meters. I don't know if you could touch base on that on your show. Gas meters in furnace exhaust, and we still see that.
Yeah, mine actually, I checked it a couple weeks ago. I was pretty good at it, and I'd be like, oh, yeah, I better go check my meter again. It was buried.
Yeah.
I had to get it dug off, man. You don't want that meter buried, and you don't want those inlet and outlets for your furnace buried either. You want plenty of room for fresh air to come in and the nasty stuff to go out.
The other thing we see, too, is on the same subject, is that there's still a lot of garden hoses, believe it or not, hooked up to the outside faucets.
Oh, don't do that.
Yeah, people are doing that. See it every week. And that's going to be a problem when the snow starts, when it warms up.
Yeah.
You're not going to see the problem, not necessarily. But if it's frozen in, it's going to burst as soon as it starts melting, because that's when the ice starts expanding. So that's something to check for, too, before it starts warming up now, that if your garden hose is on, make sure.
Get it off. You should have took it off in the fall. You shouldn't leave your garden hose on during the winter time.
There's still hope, though, if you haven't.
Yeah, get it off. If your hose is hooked up to your outdoor spigot, take it off. And, again, get that snow away from your foundations. About if 4 feet's good, I go crazy. I go 8 feet, but go 4 feet. And you would say, if you leave a foot or so on the ground, you're fine, though.
I would say, in most homes.
It can handle that, yeah, as long as you got, you know, decent drain tile.
It should.
Good pump.
Unless you have a crack in the foundation where you're getting through or something like that.
Yeah. And I do have cracks in my foundation. They were fixed, but we have that black divoted stuff that goes around when they put the new drain tile. Whatever gets in goes right down to the drain tile. People say, hey, you probably shouldn't put that in, radon gas. I don't want to hear about radon gas. I'm fine. All right. Anything else? Lars, how do people get a hold of you if they want to talk to you about a home inspection or environmental stuff? How do they reach out to you and find you?
We're pretty active on Facebook. A lot of people are contacting us there with questions and asking questions about things they see or problems they're having, sending photos over to us, and we're really responsive. So you have our Facebook page. Otherwise,
what is the Facebook page?
It is Nordic Companies or Facebook.
Nordic Companies. Okay.
Yeah, we're posting all that kind of crazy stuff and seasonal timely reminders of stuff that's going on that people should be paying attention to. So that's really valuable to many. Otherwise, we got our website, NordicCompaniesInc.com.
Got it. Lars, appreciate it. Thanks for the information. And folks, take what he says to heart. This guy knows what he's doing. Get out there, start cleaning out your foundations, man. You're going to.
Sorry, guys.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thank you.